Here we go, guys.
Tally-ho.
All right, heads up.
Senator Lisa Murkowski met today with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Most meetings in her D.C. office don't merit press coverage, but Murkowski is one of a few Republicans who may vote against confirming Kavanaugh. As Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports, opponents are watching her closely, hoping she'll vote no to help sink his nomination.
Some 30 Alaskans flew to the nation's capital this week to urge Murkowski to vote no. Among them was Leanne Gonzalez, a student at UAA.
I made a very personal appeal, and I asked her to vote no on his nomination because I was, I'm honestly concerned and very scared of this, you know, this person being on the Supreme Court.
Gonzalez was born with a heart condition that required surgery. She says Kavanaugh is hostile to a key promise of the Affordable Care Act, that people with pre-existing conditions won't be denied insurance coverage. Whether Kavanaugh really is opposed to the Affordable Care Act is a matter of dispute. But Gonzalez says Murkowski seemed receptive to her message.
I brought a picture of my, a baby picture, post-surgery with this giant scar on my, you know, tiny baby chest, and she was really moved by that, and I felt very optimistic.
Gonzalez says her way was paid by Protect Our Care, a healthcare advocacy group. Anchorage retiree Joni Bruner made the trip, too. She was a last-minute addition to her contingent, and Bruner was not exactly sure who bought her ticket. She thinks it was a group called Center for Popular Democracy. Bruner says the new justice should be a middle-of-the-road centrist.
If we were to confirm an extreme right person, it would further divide our country, and we really want to stay together.
Kavanaugh has been making the rounds of Senate offices for weeks, and a photo op is a routine prelude to each meeting. Murkowski's real meeting with Kavanaugh was behind closed doors. Nothing of substance was discussed in their minute in front of the cameras. But Murkowski did take the opportunity to introduce Kavanaugh to Walter. That's a giant salmon trophy on Murkowski's wall.
So that's Walter 63 down to Kenai River. You're trying to work on.
Murkowski's office later issued a statement saying their discussion included health care, privacy, Indian law, and laws specific to Alaska. The statement provided no insight into which way she's leaning. Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing is scheduled for after Labor Day. For Alaska Public Media, I'm Liz Ruskin.
Okay, can you guys duck so I can get a shot of the fish?